Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. If you got clutter around your house, are you starting to get to the point where you just can't move around from room to room, and you can't find your dining room table, and your desk looks like crap? Any of those things sound familiar? We might have an answer for you. With us in studio is Mary Sigmund. She is a certified professional organizer, and she comes from South Carolina, but she made the trip to Des Moines so we could talk to her about her business and what she's been doing. Mary, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Hef, for having me.
You know, this, I am so interested in this. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because I live in a household where my office is in my home, and I have about 1,100 square feet or more that is my domain, right? And I need to keep that neat and clean and tidy and orderly. Now, the rest of the house is a little crazy from time to time, depending on who's responsible. But I find that I work better in my business if things are neat and organized and I know where stuff is. Can organization help somebody become more productive?
Oh, absolutely. I believe that organization is the key to productivity.
Right.
Without being organized, you know, you're constantly thinking, not able to find things, wondering where everything is, losing time by trying to, fly by the seat of your pants.
Sure.
So organization is essential if you want to be successful.
Well, when we talk about you as a certified professional organizer,
right,
what does that mean?
Well, it means that I put in the time and the learning and the effort to pass a certification program, and, I'm in my field. I'm, certified.
You're okay.
Yeah.
So what got you into this?
Well, that's kind of a long story, but when I was a child, my mother used to take me to the store and doctor's offices. Everywhere she would take me, I would pick up the literature, and I would bring it home, and I would organize it, and then I'd pretend somebody called me up and asked me for information. So I think it's in my DNA. I started out organized, and I stayed that way my whole life, and I just turned it into a career. I took my skill.
Don't tell me that. I have a friend who is borderline kind of crazy. I mean, he has in his sock drawer, for example, all of his socks are by color.
Right.
All right. By color. His shirts are by color.
Okay.
Light blue to dark blue to white to pink to whatever it happens to be.
Right.
Everything happens to be in that order. Are you nuts like that too?
I'm a little bit nuts like that, but it really is a control issue. I mean, for some people, if you can keep everything in order, it helps you to feel like you're in control of your life. So.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. That makes sense. Her name is Mary Sigmund, ladies and gentlemen. She is a certified professional organizer. All right. Let's say that, and you're from South Carolina, mm-hmm. which, and we're going to have this on the podcast so you can take this with you and we can talk to people in South Carolina as well. What are the benefits of being organized?
Oh, well, you're less likely to be embarrassed by your environment, there's many, many benefits.
One of the things, we had last week, we had Brooke Benscooter on, and she was talking about time management,
right,
168 hours and all those kinds of things. I would suspect that if you manage your time well and if you manage your environment
mm-hmm.
well,
right,
you're bound to be more successful.
Absolutely.
Right. What if you're not very good at doing this? What four tips or three tips
okay.
can you give us so that we can start down the road to better personal organization
okay.
stuff?
I can do that.
Good.
The first thing is you need to make a commitment that you want to be more organized. If you don't have that commitment, you're going to walk into that environment, get discouraged and overwhelmed, and turn around and go shopping or just go somewhere else.
Forget about it.
And you want to chunk it down into manageable pieces so that you, instead of thinking, well, I have to get the entire office or the entire garage or the entire closet organized, you just take a small portion of that, do one drawer, do one area, and chunk it down into manageable pieces that you can actually get done. And the third tip would be to make it real in time. Put it on your calendar. Say, on Saturday between 9 and noon is going to be my organizing time, and I'm going to devote that time to that task, and I'm going to get it done.
Now, there are some people, and I have been guilty of this, as a matter of fact, where I might have piles on my desk. But I have this pile over here and that pile over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know where things are, but I'm having to trust my memory.
Mm-hmm.
Which can get kind of foggy from time to time because
right.
I'm involved in so many things. Organization would help that,
wouldn't it? It would. And you know what? If you could set up some kind of a system for yourself where instead of keeping piles, you had like three different areas where you put things in one area that you need to take action on. Another area would be things that you're going to have to file away. Another area might be things that are just pending for you. So don't make one big pile of papers. Separate those piles of papers into three separate categories or four separate categories so that you know all your action papers are in one stack.
Or even better than that, you know, rather than stacking,
yes.
Maybe you actually put them in files someplace where you know that they are.
Yeah.
That would be kind of nice.
But then one category would be two files, so when you had the time, you could go in and get those things put away.
You know, there is this old saw about opening the mail, that it should be a one-step process. You open a read and then delegate where that goes.
Right.
Does it go to the round bin or does it get into a file?
Mm-hmm.
And do it when you do it.
That's
you
know, right.
That
do it
sense.
Now.
I have to tell you a quick story. When my bride goes on RagBri, I call it Rumiday.
Okay.
And Rumiday, it lasts for 7 days during RagBri. And I take a room a day and clean it from floor to ceiling.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know, and it is so rewarding. And I know exactly what you're talking about
yeah.
when you say compartmentalize that because, mm-hmm. you know, you do one room and you go, oh, wow, that was pretty cool. And you do the next room. And by the time my bride gets back, the house is clean.
Yeah. yeah. And she's happy and you're happy.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way it goes. Yes,
right.
dear. And everybody's happy. Her name is Mary Sigmund, ladies and gentlemen. She is a certified professional organizer based out of South Carolina. And who do you usually work for? Who do you usually do this with?
Oh, I have a variety of clients.
Really?
It could be anyone from working with them in their house, their home office, their office, you know, where they work. I do corporate trainings as well. So I do work with just about everybody.
Just about
anybody who needs the help.
How do you market yourself?
Well,
how do people find out about
I have a website. It's www.organizer-coach.com. So you can
we will
look
link
me
to
up.
That.
Yeah.
We will link to that
right,
so that
great.
Folks can find you.
And I think that networking, mm-hmm. public speaking, those are the best ways to reach out and get to your audience.
Good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to get organized? We've got the person. By the way, do you do this long distance? Can you do this long distance?
Well, you know, I will travel as I traveled
right.
here, but it's best to be one-on-one, you know.
Is that so that you can go to wherever the organization is
I
taking
so.
Place so you can crack the
yeah.
whip?
Yeah, I like
you
to be right there with hands-on.
You are a slave driver, Mary Sigmund. You are. I can tell it from here. Thank you so much for
Thank
doing the Business
you
News
very
Hour.
Much.
All right, see, there we go. Get organized for crying out loud. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more from the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. If you missed all or part of that interview, you can find it on our podcast page. And you want to hook up with us, you can do that on Twitter. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Facebook page, of course, is there. And we do place these podcasts on iTunes as well as Podbean. Next on the Business News Hour, more good stuff coming your way.
Mr.